This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Krista Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, infected with the coronavirus, declared from the White House on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden. He wrote on Twitter that he's looking forward to the match scheduled for Thursday, October 15th in Miami, Florida. It will be great, he said. Mr. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday. He was hospitalized for 72 hours between Friday evening and Monday evening. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall-style event, during which he and Mr. Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk, based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Mr. Trump arrived back at the White House Monday evening. His personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, said in a statement on Tuesday that the president had a restful first night at home, and today he reports no symptoms. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other through droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website on Monday, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, unlimited, uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away or shortly after the infected person left an area. From Washington, this is VOA News. Facebook is tightening its policy against QAnon, the baseless conspiracy theory which paints President Donald Trump as a secret warrior against a supposed child trafficking ring run by celebrities and government officials. The move comes less than 2 months after Facebook said it would stop promoting the group and its adherents. Facebook said Tuesday it will remove Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts for, quote, representing QAnon. The company said it's starting to enforce the policy as of Tuesday, but cautions that it will take time and will continue in the coming days and weeks. The social network said it will consider a variety of factors to decide if a group meets its criteria for a ban. Factors include its name, the biography or about section of the page, and discussions within the page, group, or Instagram account. Experts from a global chemical weapons watchdog confirmed Tuesday that the substance used to poison Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was from the banned Soviet-style Novichok family of potent nerve agents. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said that the biomarkers in Navalny's blood and urine had, quote, similar structural characteristics as the toxic chemicals belonging to the Novichok group. Navalny was airlifted to Berlin for treatment after falling ill on a flight in Siberia on August 20th. A number of Western governments called for an international investigation into the case, with many global leaders suspicious that the Russian government may have been involved in poisoning the prominent opposition figure. The 44-year-old anti-corruption activist was discharged on September 23rd. He's vowed to return to Russia to continue with his opposition work after completing his recovery in Germany. Russia has repeatedly denied accusations that it was involved in the incident and has widely rejected the medical findings by German military doctors that identified the nerve agent last month. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced what he called China's, quote, exploitation, corruption, and coercion as he participated Tuesday in a high-level forum of Asian leaders that Washington hopes will counter Beijing's growing influence. The meeting in Tokyo of the so-called Quad, the United States, Japan, India, and Australia, comes amid increasing regional frustration about China's lack of transparency over the coronavirus outbreak and increased assertiveness toward its neighbors. Pompeo's trip was cut short following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. He met with each of the Quad leaders individually before the wider forum began. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.